Hopeless Fan Podcast. It is Friday, November 15th. Scotty Shelby and Zach here. Nathan will join us later for Boardwalk. Hey guys, how are you doing today on a beautiful Thursday night?
Oh, dude, I'm fucking stressed. I'm trying to like.
Scotty's putting in his bets 10 minutes later. He does everything last second. Since
isn't that what you love about
you
me?
You have 11.
Aren't I just like a lovable dude?
You have 11 minutes.
Yeah, they'll probably the lines will probably disappear here. In like
also, I'd
seconds.
Like to die. I'm right. Back in Ohio.
Is it cold here? Is it yeah, warm? Is that a fact? Is it warm in Florida?
Yeah, you're just kind of you're doghousing yourself.
Yeah, right, I know.
We talked about.
Well, it doesn't even really matter if
you
I
are
was
that person
or not. I'd still be sad because I have to go back to work tomorrow.
Mason Rudolph under 21 and a half completions. How does that miss?
He completes 22 passes.
Oh,
I think that's clear.
Yeah, oh, that misses.
Okay.
Or hits. Shouldn't make it if I just said that misses.
Right. So today,
I'm
once Scotty's finally done, we'll have
10.
Thursday Night Football Talk for your reference. Zach's Lock of the Week of the Century. Doghouse of the Week. Great Debate. NFL Pick Snake Draft. Big battle for last place there. Keep your heads dry.
Oh, God.
Boardwalk and then Monday Morning Headlines, which I just Scottied myself because I forgot to do Monday Morning Headlines.
Oh, let's go!
Yeah, so that's gonna
it's
be
on the fly,
that's
baby.
Gonna be an off the topper.
Let's go! Want to mention our collaborations?
We are also in collaboration with the Deplorable Sports Podcast. We'll get to their picks for Boardwalk. We'll start with Thursday Night Football Talk, TNF Talk. Mm. Guys, remember what we did before the Cardinals 49ers game? We recorded on a Wednesday.
Oh yeah, dude, that was great.
We're gonna close our eyes and visualize this game. What happened, Zach? You're in this too.
Oh God.
So just close your eyes and then we'll come up with what's gonna happen based on what we visualize. So just close your eyes, everybody.
Oh,
Scotty, stop
bet.
Making bets.
I can't. And
close your eyes, Baker Mayfield.
Oh yeah.
Dangerous or generous tonight?
Dangerous.
Couple picks.
Couple. Yeah. At least.
Kareem Hunt kicked a person. But they have Big Ben on the sidelines.
Was she pregnant?
Ooh. Moral code is on the Brown side. Kicking not as bad as that.
This is too logical.
Jarvis Landry over 4 catches? I hope so.
Yeah, but
Freddie Kitchens, red face.
Freddie Kitchens,
I see it.
Red face because
Dirt
his seat's so hot?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Freddie Kitchens, his book should just be called Red Face, Hot Seat.
Mike Tomlin.
All I see is
badass. Or
just dying to not be under 500.
Yeah, that's good.
James Washington.
Dirt field because Cleveland sucks.
Okay.
James Washington.
Orange gross
does he
toilet
catch a pass?
Dog pound in the kennel.
Puppies.
Scotty has a puppy.
I have.
So I kind of like Cleveland.
Oh no.
Browns have a new mascot that's 1-0. It's a new bulldog.
What the other one die?
No, he retired.
What do you think? How do you think he's enjoying it?
I mean,
dogs.
Not really. His predecessor's 1-0, so he's perfect.
This is tough without hot head coaches.
This is bad. Yeah, no. Yeah, this is an all-time.
Can the mascot be on a hot seat too?
That's true.
I don't know, Zach, dude. I just don't know. Man.
Cleveland, the lake's right there. I don't like that.
The breeze coming in, blowing the kicks wide right, wide left.
Cleveland, all brown uniforms.
Jarvis Landry over or under 5 catches?
Zach just kind of said that earlier.
I think it's 4.
I had it at 4.
I think it's under 5.
Steelers 20, Browns 17.
Ooh.
Solid.
There it is.
I just saw it. It hit me. It
came to me.
Steelers 20, Browns
That's
17.
That's weird. I saw Browns 20, Steelers 17.
I can't have that.
Oh, no.
Can't have that. Teaser still hits. Teaser, though, tonight.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yep.
Pittsburgh.
It's not a game without Shelby having a teaser.
Pittsburgh plus 9. Under 47.5? How does that miss? There's no way I listen to this later thinking, like, second-guessing this. How does that not hit?
Yeah.
Peter Schrager, all-time no-neck guy. No neck. A turtleneck is just a turtle for him.
He looks like one of the lost Trump sons.
I just want you guys to know I just want you guys to know I made a dangerous bet just now.
You made a Baker Mayfield bet.
You know what's dangerous?
Was it on a spread or a prop?
It's a prop.
Oh, God.
It was on a first attempt.
What was it?
Under 3.5, first attempt, James Conner. No right away. Don't have to stress all game.
How many units?
2. 1.5.
You lying to me?
No, it was only 1.5.
I know when you're lying.
No, it was like 1. I don't know how to phrase it. I would say 1.5.
Okay.
Tony Gonzalez would look dope.
Even money. Under 3.5, first carry. James Conner, first game back. He's not going to. Come on, first carry.
Mike,
Dog pound, dude. We were just talking about it. How great they are.
I like that.
Not puppies. Not, I like that. Not in the kennels.
All right.
Released
for your reference.
Just for the first one.
Nathan, lean in. Well, sorry everyone. Nathan's coming in early.
Zach, are you gonna die?
That got him.
Me thanks to him and Baker Mayfield in the fourth quarter, down by a touchdown.
Nathan slipped me some cyanide.
Okay, Nathan.
Wow.
Name the last six Browns coaches before Freddie Kitchens.
Oh, this is
no
good.
One help him.
This is so good.
Shut up.
Is he on the list?
He might be.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that was bad.
Whoops. Before him,
not in order or anything. Just, you know.
Hugh Jackson. It's going to help to go in order. Mm-hmm. Hugh Jackson. Okay.
Well, I can look.
Great radio. Zach, give us some elevator
this is,
music.
This is, yeah.
The only music you've given this podcast.
Yeah, this is a tough one. There comes a point as a Browns fan where it doesn't matter because they go faster than your quarterbacks and they're less noteworthy than your quarterbacks.
No, they're not. They're more noteworthy.
No, they're not. Not as Browns fans.
Yeah,
they're
not.
To me,
I know my quarterback's history more than I know my head coach.
Name the last 10 quarterbacks.
No. He's one for six. It'll help to go in order. Hugh Jackson. Oh, I just can't.
Then I blanked on who was before him. He's a defensive coordinator. Mike Pettine.
Yes.
Was before him.
Yep.
Before him was
really.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was
that.
Six ago really Romeo Crennel? Zach
yeah,
said
that,
it and stuck in my head.
That's number six.
That's number six.
I thought, yeah, I thought it was like seven or eight ago.
I figured he was way back there. So,
Nathan, let me just say, there is no way
no.
you get this.
I
maybe
mean,
maybe one.
You'll know the names once
yeah,
we say
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no way.
Mangini.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I was gonna say Mangini
oh, okay.
came after Crennel.
Yep.
I can't
so,
read Shelby
man.
Shitty.
I have Romeo Crennel, Mike Pettine, Mangini,
Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson. So I'm missing two more.
Yeah. Can I give him a hint?
No.
Just one hint.
No.
I've already given him. A
you
whole
gave him
coach.
One.
You gave me a whole coach. Yeah.
Yeah. You
he doesn't need.
You
any
gave
more
him
help.
A whole. Last
I know. So I'm saying he doesn't need any more help.
You giving him a hint would give him one and a half hints because Zach gave him a whole one.
This would be good though. This is a good hint. If he can't guess in the next 10 seconds, I'm giving him a hint.
Yeah. No. 10. Yeah. I'm done. I got those four.
He's a current coach right now. NFL coach, head coach. He's still right now.
He's a head coach right now for a team.
Yikes. Oh, I know who it is.
Do you?
I know, right?
Is it Kyle Shanahan?
No,
oh,
what?
Right.
You
he's
idiot.
An
OC.
Yeah, he
OC.
Was an OC.
Pat
yeah,
Shermer.
Pat Shermer.
And Rod Chudzinski.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The reason I say that is because all six were fired after a Steelers game.
Mm.
Really? Tomorrow morning. Freddy.
Are you serious? All
Nightmare
six?
On Elm Street.
All six?
You're done.
Yeah,
you're done. Bye-bye.
Wait, I'm putting all my money.
All of
Steelers.
It. All
right.
of it. They still have to play one more time. This year could happen
yeah.
after that.
Oh, shoot.
It's like, oh, I'm already in submit. Oh, no.
But yeah, all six were fired post-Steelers game. For the culture, Freddy Kitchens needs to lose tonight.
Tell me what the
streets
say.
And get axed tomorrow. What?
Tell me what the streets
are
telling.
Saying Freddie should have been fired like at halftime of the Jets game.
Right.
All right.
Facts.
Zach, your lock of the week of the century, please. Or do you want to go doghouse of the week because it's a load? I'll give you time to prepare. Doghouse of the week. First off, I'll start. Sam Darnold. If we run the table, we have a chance at the playoffs. The Jets are 2-7.
Yeah, didn't I say that last week?
I guess if they go 9-7.
They would have to be Baltimore.
Yeah.
In Baltimore. 2-7. How about Patrick Beverly in the doghouse? Did you see what Russell Westbrook said about
him? Roasted
him. He's just running around doing nothing. Pat Bev trick y'all, man. Think he playing defense. After the Rockets beat the Clippers.
I like the accent that you put in there, too.
102-93.
It's like Russell was here.
Because James Harden scored 47 points last night.
Yeah.
And
bear in mind.
14 for 15
bear
on
mind,
free
Paul,
throws.
Paul
he's
George,
the only dude
Paul
to have
George
over like 5 free throws.
And then, of course, last year, guys, Westbrook did the rock the baby with Pat Beverly guarding him. Whose side do you take on this? Is Pat Beverly good at defense, or is James Harden just a fake foul
guy? Took the Warriors with Kevin Durant to 7 games.
True.
So, I think he has his moments.
How many times has he been All-NBA first-team defense? If you could guess, out of his 5-year career.
None? Just one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just one. So, I don't know. And when the NBA is this early, I just look for like beef, really. Mm-hmm. So we've had some really good ones, obviously with the fight with the Sixers game.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's an all-timer.
Yep.
LeBron's in the news all the time.
Kyle Kuzma, everyone, or not Kyle Kuzma, KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, everyone hates him.
Yeah.
They want him dead.
Another doghouse. Another doghouse.
They really, Lakers fans are ruthless. Yeah. Dude.
How about families are in the doghouse?
Oh, let's
because
hear
Austin
it.
Rivers wanted his dad yeah, teed up last teed night. Up.
And then his dad was like, yeah, he should.
Yeah. He's a competitor. I like that. Doc Rivers, the same guy that tried to get thrown out of a Celtics game.
That's great.
Because he wanted to see Tiger Woods play in the Masters
on
TV.
Dude.
And the ref said, I know it's going on right now, Doc.
You're not.
He said, he said something that was like, I want to watch it too. Anyone else with doghouse?
Yeah. How about an NFL executive? I have it actually bookmarked. On my Twitter. Who says I don't prepare?
I do.
I bookmarked it when I first got here.
Everyone who's ever listened to this.
NFC West team official on Kaepernick workout this weekend. I guess the doghouse could either be the exec or the NFL in general for planning this Kaepernick workout, if you haven't
on
heard.
A Saturday at 3 in week 11.
Yeah. So, 11 teams are coming.
As
but
of
is
now,
it a ploy? As of now, there could be more. But
is
here's
it a
what
PR
the,
stunt?
Here's what the NFL exec says. NFL West, actually, it's an NFC West team official, says this entire thing is a sham. The NFL is full of shit. It's a show. But he should do it because some of us are sincere. Some of us see him for what he is, a good man. So I'm sure NFC West exec, I'm sure it's either Pete Carroll or San Francisco.
It's, well, it's not Pete Carroll.
Well, Pete Carroll,
he's not a team exec.
Oh, right. That's right. Well, the Seahawks.
So just seeing this news article on ESPN.com, Hugh Jackson to lead Colin Kaepernick workout. Yay.
It's like, all right, Colin, we're going to throw one pass for 31 yards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get it?
You're done.
1-31.
Yeah.
Oh, I get
they
it.
Purposefully don't want him to succeed.
Where's the tie?
We're putting our top,
first
we're putting our top man on it, Colin. Don't worry.
And Joe Philbin is also helping.
Oh,
the,
God.
The legendary Packers interim head coach.
Oh,
and
God.
Dolphins head coach who cut Chad Johnson.
But the reason I say the Seahawks is because the Seahawks are like one of the only teams to work out
yep.
Colin Kaepernick in the last
and
two years.
And he didn't want to be a backup.
He didn't want to be a backup.
That's like,
and that's what Pete Carroll came out and said. You know, like, he's not a backup. He's a starting QB. We don't have room for that.
Yeah, that's what I hate is like Colin telling the Seahawks, he's like, you're not going to start over Russell Wilson, so why are you
yeah.
Like, I guess, like, if you know you don't want to go to Seattle, just be kind.
But people said that's not true. People say it's like it has nothing to do with Colin Kaepernick said, I have no problem being a backup. Like, people have not said that, like, you know, you don't. We don't want you here because we think you're a star. Like he said, that he's. I think he's. He would be fully, like.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Oh man.
You last little tangent.
Oh man, I think he'd be fully acceptable
line.
To line. I think he would accept the backup job. I don't think that he would.
I can see.
I mean, he needs to get back in the NFL.
I would
Nativity.
Love to see him. I would love to see him
That's a
with
Scotty
the Colts
moment,
or the Titans. I could see him do well. Like if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt again or has a
I thought when the Steelers started Duck,
yeah,
and he didn't get a job then, I was like, "There's no way he ever gets one."
I think,
mean, how the hell did he not get signed this year?
I think
the
NFL
injuries?
Planned this to get him signed so he can't go to the XFL.
Mm. I also
you think
they
give him his $1 million contract.
It's like the
so
NFL are good people,
the
you know, they're publicity.
The
like we're putting stuff behind us, and I don't know, man. It just kind of seems weird. But
mm-hmm.
like I'm glad that Colin Kaepernick is getting because I do think he deserves to be signed, even though it's been 3 years and who knows how good he is now.
All right, how about my hot seat or not hot seat, doghouse of the week, vitamin water.
Ugh.
Vitamin water. They came out with a picture that says flu shots are so last year, and a picture of their three.
Oh yes,
James Conner stops the back field.
First run, baby, under 3.5.
All right, so Vitamin Water came out with a picture. It says, flu shots are so last year, and it came out with a picture of three of their flavors. It says, more vitamin C, more immunity, less snotty tissues. So they're proposing that their vitamin water is better than getting a flu shot,
okay.
Which people are obviously like, is irresponsible and dangerous. The flu is serious and deadly disease. Here are the numbers, blah, blah, blah. Why the
yeah,
flu is so
you heard of Spanish flu?
We're so Vitamin Water, like, saying don't get a flu shot, just drink vitamin water, and everyone's upset about it. But here's the thing: this ad was from 4 years ago, so they dug up Vitamin Water's old tweets. It's like no one's safe.
You're canceled.
You were so canceled.
Oh, damn.
All right.
That's genius.
That's
marketing.
Good. Zach, your lock of the week of the century, which you are now 4-6 because you took the Bengals plus 10 last.
So if you're tailing Zach, you're no longer.
You might still be ahead. I haven't done the math on that.
Ah, shall we?
Because you're only losing minus 110 if you take his pick. He got out to such a jump. You might be up like a little bit.
Yeah.
So, Zach, this is like almost
Zach, you're literally, break. You're literally your entire head's blocking the game.
This is like make or break for you, Zach, because.
Gosh. I'm going to take New England minus 3.5.
That's a good lock.
Against Philly. I know it's boring.
It's not boring. It's your lock of the week.
I know, but it's like.
I mean, it's literally.
By
like,
my standards of how my locks usually go, they're usually a bit more exciting than that.
Like, it should be Eagles' money line.
Right. Yeah, but I got to make up some ground here. 4-6 is not working. I'm on the hot seat, and I got to go with the sure thing.
Okay.
I'm going to go Philadelphia or New England minus 3.5.
It's like it's a sure thing.
Yeah.
It's like Zach was like, I'm taking the Cowboys minus 7 against the Jets. I need to make up some ground. It's like they lost outright. All right, great debate. You ready, Scotty? We haven't done one of these in a while.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, sure. So Scotty and I are each going to pick.
I'm sure Shelby has 100 stats, and I have...
You have feel.
Just the way that you feel.
You have mouth feel.
Yeah, dude. You can't go off stats.
Stats are overrated.
Yeah, they are, really. It's a feel business.
All right.
I'm living the moment, baby.
Scotty and I are each going to pick an AFC and NFC coach that is our vote for coach of the year from each conference. Obviously, only one coach gets it at the end of the year, but we're going to make an argument for these two.
Yes, sir.
Zach, who's going to start, Scotty or me?
Who's winning?
It's 4-4-1.
Ooh, that's right.
We tied, girl.
I'm going to go with Shelby goes first.
All right, coach of the year for the AFC, John Gruden. John Gruden.
Love it, hate it.
You lose one of your two first-round picks, the safety you got hurt against the Broncos. Abram, the annoying guy.
You mean one of their three
first-round picks? Salmon?
One of their three. Who's their other two? Farrell?
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs and Farrell, okay. So you lose a first-round pick. No one expected them to be good.
AB gone.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
AB gone. All that drama in training camp.
Horrible hard knocks.
First-year GM, right?
Mike Mayock.
Derek Carr, like a lame duck quarterback. They don't know how long he's going to last. They're making this move to Vegas, which is looming right in front of them. It's like, why even, like, you know, next year's everything's going to be different. And when they beat Cincinnati on Sunday, they're going to be tied for first place in the AFC West. Tied for first place.
Until Monday night
when the Chiefs beat the
Loophole.
Chargers. Yeah.
It's because the Chiefs don't play till Monday.
Yeah.
So technically, when they beat Cincinnati Sunday for like 29 hours, they're going to be tied for first place. And they might be in the first place outright if the Chargers beat the Chiefs, which they did last year in Arrowhead. So who says no?
Yeah.
They'd be 6-4. How about a 48-day road trip they had to go through? They had to go all the way to London. They beat the Bears. They come back home. What do? They beat Phillip Rivers, and they beat Matt Stafford in the black hole. John Gruden, my AFC nomination for Coach of the Year.
That's good.
NFC, Sean Payton. What's a theme this year? Teams.
Backup QBs.
Teams finding a way to win with backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous
thing. We're watching one right now. How about 16 of the 32 teams have used more than one starting quarterback?
That's crazy.
That is nuts with all the rules that are supposed to help them.
Can't believe Brandon Allen's the best of them. That's
right.
Nuts.
The Steelers have used three, but Sean Payton in the NFC. How about Teddy Bridgewater? You know, hasn't been a starter since that awful injury.
Teddy Bridge system.
But he goes 5-0. And it's not like they're beating scrubs either. They go on the road in Seattle. Beat them by, it should have been a lot, Seattle garbage time points. They go,
won me money.
Yeah, they host Dallas, beat them, at Jacksonville, win, at Chicago, domination. Alvin Kamara's missed three games.
Yeah.
Sean Payton doesn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
Losing a Hall of Fame quarterback, a death sentence for some coaches. Guys like Tomlin and guys like Sean Payton, they scheme around it. Their team gets better. They win. Saints in first place. Raiders going to be tied in first place.
Yep. And it's so funny because, and I guess I'll go now.
Yeah,
well done, sir.
Thank you, sir.
It's funny because I sent you, you know, ahead of time so we could prepare my picks, and we had the same at first.
Correct.
And I took one, and he took the other.
I have a question, though.
Yes, sir.
So, what if I like your AFC pick in his NFC?
That's what we had discussed.
I think it goes off of who has the better argument.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like if...
You got to swing one way.
So, it's like if... You like my NFC, and you like his AFC.
You can't tie. No ties. God, yeah. I hope not. At least.
Yeah, no tie here.
Okay. So, I like the Sean Payton. That was my original pick, but I gave that one to you.
And I gave you...
John Harbaugh. Yeah. I was going to start with the NFC and stay in the NFC. But I'm going to start with John Harbaugh in the AFC. Zach, I know you'll like that pick. You know, it's just last year that dude was about to be fired. I mean, that dude was like on the hot seat. When he gets fired, he's going to be the Broncos coach. I know because I'm a Broncos fan. Everyone's just like, you know, he's got a great relationship with Elway, Kubiak system, same system. He knows Kubiak. He was with the Broncos at the time.
Was it Kubiak at our offensive coordinator?
Yes.
Yeah, in 2014, yes, he was. And I just
Justin Forsett's year.
Yeah, Justin Forsett's breakout year and Joe Flacco's good year. He had a great year that year. And, and we were bringing in Joe Flacco, so everyone thought it was, we didn't know that we were bringing in Joe then. But John Harbaugh flips the script, benches Joe Flacco for the rest of the year. I remember the moment, it was against Atlanta when Lamar Jackson last year beat Atlanta in Atlanta, and we all knew that was the moment that John Harbaugh is actually going to be good. And everyone's freaking around me, and it's hurting my argument. John Harbaugh flipped the script. This year, he's got an MVP at quarterback. He's changed his entire offense. And, like, it's so hard for a current coach to do that rather than a new system coach to come in and do that. So John Harbaugh has had the luxury and the talent to be able to do it.
When Flacco got hurt week 10 or week 9? Week 9.
Right? I thought it was.
I thought he was benched.
I thought he was.
He got hurt. That's when.
He got hurt and then benched. They didn't bring him back.
Right. But as he went 6-1. Lamar Jackson went 6-1 last year. So it'd be, what, week 10 or 11 he got injured? Then they had Lamar Jackson come in.
Yeah.
So you think you have week 10 until.
Right, now. And they make the play. And like no one thought they were making the playoffs when Joe Flacco went down. Though he was having a good year, the Ravens were kind of the Ravens were like 8-8. Let alone win the division. Right. So I'm that's why I have Harbaugh in the AFC.
Wait, so you're using last year for this year's argument?
Yeah, because it makes it. He was out of the door last year.
Right.
And now he's flipped the script. Yeah, he's converted his entire offense into this year.
I was just wondering.
And now he's got a solid. He's got a solid lead in the AFC North now. I mean, they've got people in their rearview mirror,
I think. They beat the Patriots.
I mean, John Harbaugh, for someone last year about to be ran out of town, they just beat New England.
If they have the same record as New England at the end of the season, they get the tiebreaker.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think, I mean, as Lamar Jackson for a first year, you know, or a second year QB beating the Patriots, which in Bill Belichick, which never happens, the coach attributed to that deserves Coach of the Year honors, or at least consideration for it. In the NFC... I like Sean Payton. I like that pick. I'm going to go, though, with Kyle Shanahan. Obvious choice here. I mean, Vegas, for some reason that I didn't know, which apparently I'm stupid, had Kyle Shanahan as the number one pick for Coach of the Year.
Before the season started.
Before the season started. And then they started 8-0. And now it's just validating that. Kyle Shanahan, you know, it's obvious. 8-0, their defense is balling. For a coach who didn't do well their first 2 years at all, to finally have a healthy Garoppolo, to have, you know, his staff in place, to have people healthy, to have, you know, the draft picks kind of develop a little bit. I think he's running that, you know, thing right into the playoffs, probably a first or second seed. I think it's an obvious choice from taking, a bad team and making them really good and back to dominance. So that's, you know, that's an easy choice for me. Last undefeated team to lose.
Yeah. We good? No rebuttals or anything? Okay.
There was one point about the Raiders I forgot to make real quick. Was their win total was set at 6, which they're already about to hit.
Right.
So we're I like coaches that overachieve.
I like that.
Absolutely. Shelby, I should just disqualify you just for Sean Payton. I'm just kidding. This is a joke. Oh. I should disqualify you. Sean Payton just lost to the Falcons, okay. Which is just unacceptable.
Oh, the Ravens lost to the Browns.
I know, but that's
by
not
a lot at
compared
home.
Compared to how bad the Falcons are, the Falcons are borderline tanking. Like the Browns at the time still believe they had a
Matt
good
Ryan
season
had like 3 weeks to prepare though.
Yeah, the Falcons aren't tanking either. They're trying to win to save a coach's job.
Yeah, Dan Quinn does not want to tank. No. But yeah,
in any case, ruined joke aside. I gotta go with Scotty here.
And let's not go.
Baby. Not because of Baltimore. Not because of Baltimore. Because I truly believe that Shanahan deserves Coach of the Year.
He'll probably win it.
I think he'll win. I think the Saints were supposed to be good.
Like if you would have told me at the beginning of the season, yeah, they're gonna start 8-0, I would have told you to blow it out your ass.
Yeah.
Like there's no way. If you said, oh yeah, Sean Payton, he's gonna win coach, you're like, yeah, I could definitely see that happen.
They're without Drew Brees, if Drew Brees missed a month and a half.
The problem is, the problem is with Sean Payton and Bill Belichick, they should win Coach of the Year almost every year because they're that good.
Yeah.
But the thing is they don't do that. They don't do that because the coaches who...
Bill Belichick has two, I think.
Coach of the Year is almost like having comeback Coach of the Year.
It's also MVP. Or it's like, also like the MVP or in the rookie NBA, coach, where it's like it's the shiny new thing. They give like it to Sean McVay. Shiny new thing. Like James Harden should have won it, but Russell Westbrook
last year.
Yeah. Russell or James Harden should have won it last year.
The Browns are on the goal line. If they don't get this, it's going to be hilarious.
Baker got it.
Okay, Baker got it. Okay.
Yeah, so, in any case, I truly believe that Shanahan is coach of the year.
5-4-1.
Yeah. The fact that, that Shelby, you had to go with. Oakland, because you guys were, you know, you traded picks was a bit of a handicap.
Well, he had to go with Shanahan because he thought it should be Peyton.
So it looks like you guys probably should have.
You should have gone the other way, Shelby.
Like, what are you?
I don't know.
No, I do.
Well,
like
the Ravens weren't supposed to be good. Yeah, no one expected them to win the division. I mean, the last time they've done that.
I didn't. I thought Lamar Jackson was going to regress.
All right, we're going NFL Pick Snake Draft. NFL Pick Snake Draft. If you're just joining us on that front, Zach is one game ahead of Scotty for last place, and the loser gets a swirly.
Oh, God.
Zach, you're six
games.
What
are you at?
Zach's 6 games behind me for first place.
Yikes.
I'm 28-8.
What'd you go this last? What was
3-1.
You went 3-1?
I would have went 4-0 if Dallas won.
What was I?
1-3.
And I was 0-4.
Zach was 0-4. So, Zach...
This is rough, dude.
Shelby is better at this than we are.
It's positioning.
Zach...
Why don't you make bets like this, Shelby?
Oh, like I'd get like good value money lining the Ravens over the Bengals. Like,
what about... the mistake is you and me, Zach, aren't money lining these dogs that we pick, apparently.
Yeah, $1,500 on the Ravens money line over the Bengals.
Here's your 12 cents, every sir. Sure thing that I think now... I'm just gonna bet the opposite and get so much money value because
I really want. Like, what would my parlay be?
I don't know, man.
If like Baltimore beats the Bengals, Packers beat the Panthers, and the Browns beat the Bills, like 50 to win
12 cents.
No, like, I mean, I guess you get value with the Browns. We're only like 2.5 point mm-hmm. favorites, but like mm-hmm. I would have probably won like 40 something. Okay, Zach, you obviously get the first pick since you went over last week.
Yikes!
I'm only one game behind now. I thought I'd be up one or like tied at least.
You were down 2.
I thought I was down 1 last week.
You were down 2 games to Zach starting
last
week.
I don't know, man.
I mean, this whole notebook is dedicated only to the pod.
Yeah. Patriots over Eagles.
Ooh. Yikes.
Yikes.
Explain it.
It's
my lock of the week of the century.
Dare I say redemption game for Tom Brady?
Okay. Scotty, your first pick.
San Francisco over Arizona.
Yeah, so I was thinking about going with that one, but...
I like Arizona to almost cover, but I just think after a loss like that, San Francisco.
All right,
minus 10?
Thanks for leaving my number 1 and 2 ranked games on the board for me. I'll take the Vikings to beat the Broncos
in
Minnesota, and then turn that around and take the Raiders to beat the winless Bengals.
Bengals get their first win this week.
Why I'm 28-8.
What was it? The Raiders to beat the Bengals?
Yes, was my second pick.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We got 31-9, and that's for wrong.
I'm going to go ahead and take New Orleans to beat Tampa Bay.
New Orleans to beat Tampa Bay, that is a good pick.
Yep.
No.
Not down on the Saints at all, like Zach is, after losing to the Falcons pick?
You should be, but that's when you probably shouldn't be, right?
Exactly.
It makes so much sense.
I would go Chiefs to beat the Chargers.
Yeah.
Because the Chargers...
I'll probably happen, and I'll be like, why didn't I pick that?
Yeah, exactly.
And Bills to beat the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Miami could win that.
Yeah. I have 2 more, right?
Technically, all the teams could win. They all have potential to win.
Very true. All right, Scotty, you're up.
You know, this is an NFL game, and one team wins, usually. Taking Carolina over Atlanta.
Okay.
Hot streak stops this week.
It's a good pick. I probably would have went that way.
Hot streak of one game.
My This would help a lot if Stafford doesn't play, but I'm still taking Dallas to beat Detroit.
Yeah, I like that.
My last pick.
I was thinking about that.
Is pick. The three games that are very close spreads.
Yeah.
Or four games. I'm not touching Houston, Baltimore. So I think I'm going to have to go with. Let's go, Rams over Bears.
Rams over Bears.
On Sunday night. Oh, Sunday night.
Oh. Oh, is it Scotty's turn or my turn?
Scotty's turn.
You picked New England already?
Yeah. Three games left.
My first pick.
Oh, man.
The that very first pick of this segment.
That was pretty bad.
We'll see what
there's, like, no games left. Everyone's, like, on a bye unless I
there's
want to do
three
like,
games left.
Oh, God. I'll take Indy over Jacksonville.
Okay.
Oh, no! Wait. Whoops. Nick Foles
nope.
is back.
Nope. Nope. We've already said it.
Nathan ruling.
Oh, it was an injury, so we'll give it to him. We'll let him take it back if he chooses Jacksonville because Nick Foles returns.
Are you doing Indy or Jacksonville, Scotty?
But so is Jacoby Brissett. Give me Indy!
Okay. Zach, your final pick.
Your Texans over Ravens. Just to mags myself.
All right.
I'll give myself a swirly if it means that we can have a stranglehold on the AFC.
All right, awesome. Snake draft in the books.
I can't. This is like, Shelby's like, this is my can't lose segment because I can't get my ear wet.
That's, yeah, I mean.
Like, this is like
I'm
life
not
or death.
28 and 8 by accident. I'm just saying that. Like, I take
you can attribute all that to your ear. All
right. Zach, get up. Nathan, slide
on
in.
The boardwalk.
It's time for the boardwalk.
Oh, do it.
I can't.
What?
It's Scotty and Shelby, and they're taking a stroll. Here comes Nathan, and they're ready to roll on the boardwalk.
That's
we're talking spreads.
It's the boardwalk. What's the betting trend? Where's our music,
we
Zach?
We like the over. We love the under.
It's right here.
Zach's bringing
friends.
The thunder on the boardwalk.
The music is in the friendship.
Okay. All right, guys, boardwalk time. I got to get some stuff that's bad for me, and we're going to do some more stuff that's going to be bad for me on Sunday. Okay, we'll start our first game. Obviously, we also have the Deplorable Sports Podcast picks coming up, but we'll start in Tampa, in the Sunshine State,
yep.
where the Saints are 6-point favorites on the road. I don't know, is it, what's the Buccaneer Stadium name? I don't know.
Raymond James? Yeah.
Over under 50. Over under 50, and we'll start with Scotty.
I like the over, but I'm gonna my pick here is New Orleans -6. I think they rebound well.
This is a classic that doesn't happen to Sean Payton 2 weeks in
yeah.
a row type game.
I could see the Saints not like blowing them out, but they'll win by a touchdown.
Okay. Okay, Nathan?
See, that's my point, is I think it's going to be a close game. The Bucs always play the Saints tough at home, covering in 4 of their last 6 at home versus New Orleans.
Oh.
Injuries are a huge concern for New Orleans.
No, don't. Damn it. All right.
Injuries are a huge concern for them. Their left guard, Pete, will be out, replaced by Will Clapp, who got demolished last week against Atlanta. That whole offensive line got slaughtered against Atlanta. Additionally, for New Orleans, Marshawn Lattimore seems like he will probably be out.
Out. Didn't practice yesterday or today.
Yep.
He's got a hamstring.
Killing their defense.
That's the best way
he's done.
That's the best way to announce an injury. Just say like, oh, he's got a knee.
Yeah.
He's got a toe.
And last time these two teams played, Lattimore held Mike Evans without a catch the whole game. So he's gone. Plus matchup for Evans. So I'm going to take for this segment, give me Tampa Bay +6. But my lock of the week. Is the over in this game.
Oh.
We just talked about a hurt defense for New Orleans. I
Nathan,
love
it's not a lock. It's a secure the bag.
It's the secure the bag. Secure.
That's why they all lost.
That
secure
is why
the
all
bag.
Lost?
Over 50 points in this game.
Did all of our locks lose?
Give
yes.
it to me.
What's our? Did you say the record before this?
Nathan's lock won, but I don't want to tell people.
Oh.
That.
Yeah.
What's
our podcast?
Oh, sorry. I'm 17-19-1. I'm 17-19-1. I am 17-19-1. Nathan is a half game behind me.
Oh no, that means I'm so far below. Dude, where should I give up?
Yeah, dude. You're Nathan, you're 17-20.
Yep.
So you're a half game behind me. I got the tie.
Okay.
And Scotty, you're 14-22-1. So
couple games back.
You're 3 games back of me for first.
Yep. Okay, you know what?
It's close.
Here's where I turn the tide this week. New Orleans minus six. I'm so confident in it.
All right, I'm liking the over. I would lean Tampa Bay plus six, but I'm taking over 50. I don't like overs, but listen to this. This is one I dug for. This wasn't like a go to a website, find your trends. Listen to this. I just dug through every season of the Saints on Pro Football Reference since 2008.
Yeah.
Because that's what my stats say. Oh, my gosh. All right.
They just hooked a
listen
kick.
To this.
Boswell did.
Plus nine.
Okay. Listen to this. 13 times with Drew Brees, after the Saints score less than 13 points, those 13 times the next week, the Saints averaged 34 points a game.
Yep. Rebound game.
They've scored 27-plus points the week after scoring less than 13, 12 out of 13 times.
Drew Brees in that weather is going to kill it.
Yeah,
yep, he just
Tampa
is.
Bay, on the other hand, Lattimore out. Buccaneers have the number one scoring offense in the NFC, third in the NFL, 28.9 points per game.
Is Lattimore like 1 out of 11? I mean, come on. Like,
he's their lockdown corner. It changes the entire complexion of the defense.
Did you hear his stat?
He held Mike Evans to zero catches last time these two teams.
So you mean
zero.
The Saints did? In general.
Lattimore did. He was covering him every time. He shadowed him all game.
And then look at that game. Mike Evans, no catches. They still went 31-24 Saints.
Yep, exactly.
Because Godwin went off.
Okay, now Evans and Godwin.
Now they can both go off. They're one of the best receiving duos in football.
If they didn't go off against Arizona, then, which they didn't on my fantasy team. I don't know about y'all.
How many points did they score?
Enough.
30-something? Yeah, because the Tampa Bay over...
Whatever, I like your over. I'm trying to argue my
freaking
minus six.
The Tampa Bay over
right?
is 7-2. The spread, I'm a flip-flop. You can coin flip.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those games where you hope it's tied, and then the Saints score a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's like the Browns-Rams game when it was 20-13. The Rams could have easily went up 16-13, held the Browns, and the Browns covered. But they scored a touchdown, and go up 7.
And then Baker Mayfield's not clutch.
Baker Mayfield not clutch. All right, so that's my pick. The Deplorable Sports Pod, they are also on the over. So 3 out of 4 of us are on the over, so it's probably going under. that's their pick. Over.
It'll probably 50. Go over, and then they'll win by 3, and I'll be like, screw.
Second game on the slate, two quarterbacks who did not start last week.
Yeah.
They're going to start this week.
Yeah.
That's Nick Foles for the Jags, Jacoby Brissett for the Colts. In Indy, over under 43.5. The Colts are 3-point favorites. Scotty.
I love this. I love my last pick, and I'm sure you guys have the exact same pick as me because it's an easy one, and I love that. I hope I have different ones for you because the only way I'm going to make up ground is by betting against you guys.
Unless your bonus
yes.
and locks.
Go on.
Unless my bonus and locks.
Go on.
I like the over in this 43.5. Both QBs are back in Indy in a dome. I love Nick Foles back, and I love Brissett back.
I'll shadow Scotty on that. That's what I wrote down. My one sentence for this game was just love the over. Nick Foles and Brissett back this week. Give me the over.
Yeah.
43.5. Give it
it's
to me.
It's an easy one.
I would lean over, but I'm taking Jacksonville plus 3.
Jacksonville Indy ends. Score
Indy
6-3.
I don't think Frank Reich lets Indy lose again now.
A third game.
A
in
third
row.
Game like that.
They don't have to. They can.
Right.
Win
plus,
the ball.
I,
yeah. Yeah,
right. I get it.
Is there? Any...
That's. I like that because Jacksonville's also coming off a bye.
Right.
Too.
And is there any reason to be less optimistic about Nick Foles if you're a Jags fan? Are you like, is there any reason to be less optimistic than you were before the season started? Because you're still
yes.
like, it's an unknown.
I think the Jags caught magic with Minshew mania,
right.
but I don't think even if Minshew
it
stayed,
didn't sustainable.
No, I know, but even
but
if, that's what I'm saying. Even if he was in, it would not be sustainable. I think the Jags now fall off and go back to like a 7-19.
Okay.
I think Indy comes in and pushes for a playoff spot. Doesn't ultimately get it. Might get it. I don't know.
But I think a new quarterback, like the Colts.
I picked them a couple weeks ago.
The Colts are good regardless, even though they lost to the Dolphins.
They are.
Because of Hoyer.
Hoyer, yeah.
And that insane interception on the should have been aired.
That should just show
touchdown.
You how good Brissett actually is, though.
Yep.
Or respect to the Dolphins. To go on the road and win outright.
I know.
But, yeah, Jacksonville, I think it's like it's the perfect time where you got killed in London. That's supposed to be your city. And then a bye. And then now, you know, the momentum of a new quarterback.
Right.
So I like Jacksonville plus the 3. The Deplorable Sports Podcast, they agree with me. Jacksonville plus 3, not to say they don't agree with you guys, because I also would lean over 43.5
yeah.
in that game. All right, third game.
How is this
I'll
not
start.
An easy one for everyone?
New England at Philly. New England laying 3.5. And to me, Zach alluded to it earlier, it's a revenge game. You don't think Bill Belichick's the type of coach that is still mad about that Super Bowl loss, right, even though he kind of did it to himself by benching Malcolm Butler and everyone on the Eagles went off? You look at, you know, last time we saw the Patriots, Zach's Ravens were running all over them. And the MO of the Patriots has not been to stop the run this year.
Oh, Kareem Hunt going off the handy.
Has not been to stop the run this year. You look at the last three games or so, Nick Chubb, 20 carries for 131. Lamar, Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards, 38 for 203, three touchdowns. Even that Monday night scene ghost game, Le'Veon Bell, 15 for 80. Wow. So a lot of running room. I don't think in that list of running backs you can add Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard. And then I think Alshon Jeffrey being out doesn't help Carson Wentz. His first time seeing this New England defense that's still good against the pass and will probably bounce back. They can't look any worse than what they did against Baltimore. And Bill Belichick's the coach that has the guys in shape.
So it's a consensus. Minus 3.5, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're coming off a bye, too, which means Bill Belichick had 2 weeks to show them this game footage of the Ravens over and over and over again to embarrass them, to want to come back strong. Absolutely. This is an
easy
bet.
And while we're at it, why is everyone high on Philly?
I don't know.
It's like Philly's the favorite to win the NFC East right now. You could bet Cowboys to win the NFC East at plus 100. And like the Eagles, what have they done? They beat the Bills, who I think is overrated.
Plus 100.
For a 6-3 team. And they beat who else did they beat? They beat Chicago, barely.
And the Bills.
They beat the Bills.
In
and
Buffalo.
They beat Chicago.
Yeah.
And, well, and before that, the 2 weeks combined, they were outscored by 45 points.
All you
got to
do is look at
Cowboys.
That Minnesota game.
What I kept
the Minnesota game versus the Dallas-Minnesota game.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you, right? To me, that's the perfect example.
What I kept hearing coming into this week is, oh, Philly's hot, 2-game win streak. I'm like, oh, against Josh Allen and Mitchell Trubisky?
Right.
Are you kidding me? You're going to call that hot against those two quarterbacks? Get out. This is a real team this week. Philadelphia doesn't stand a chance to cover.
And I bet Belichick's still mad. Look, listen, you know, even before
that. Patriots off a bye? Are you kidding me?
4 years ago.
It's easy.
4 years ago, Sam Bradford went into Foxborough and beat Bill Belichick.
I put all my money
on it. He's mad. And the Deportable Sports Podcast, it's a consensus for all of us.
Easy,
-3.5.
Easy pick.
Sunday night game, Chicago, a 6-point underdog in Hollywood, in the Coliseum, against Sean McVay's Rams. Over-unders at 40. At 40. It's at 40. Who do you like, Scotty?
I like Chicago plus 6.
Okay.
You might like the over because it's so low,
mm-hmm.
so easy. But I do think Chicago's defense is overhyped, but I do think it's kind of a low-scoring game.
They lose Danny Trevathan, too. That hurts.
That hurts. Actually, I didn't know that.
Broke
Danny
his arm.
T,
you
loved
didn't see
Danny
that?
T.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, man.
Oh,
it was
man.
Graphic.
Danny T's my dude.
Kentucky.
Good linebacker.
Roquan Smith going to pick up the slack.
Pour one out for him.
All right. Chicago plus 6.
I like Chicago plus 6 because L.A. is just... Are they exposed? Sean McVay, but this could be the perfect week. Sean McVay comes out and shows something, but I like the way Trubisky played last week against the Rams, and they beat him last year.
Against the Rams? Against the Lions?
Against Lions.
Right. I like him against
they
the Rams
beat him
this
last
week because
year
of...
In a frozen game where, like,
it was like
Goff and Trubisky combined for 7 picks. That's
was
why
it,
like
15-6?
That's why I like the under. I think the Rams defense, say what you will, they looked good. They've looked good. Clay Matthews back helped them immensely against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
In an under that I liked there and won.
You know what my problem is?
This is one of those unders that it's never safe.
Yeah,
It could turn at the drop of a hat, but I can't in good conscience bet the over when I could see it being like 10-6 in the fourth quarter.
When we closed our eyes and predicted this Browns-Steelers game, I could do that right now for this Rams and Bears game and just hear Chris Collinsworth going, man, we thought this was going to be a low-scoring game. This is not it at all. You know,
that's
like,
a good point.
You know,
I can see that.
Can't you just see that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, these teams are coming out firing. How about Mitchell Trubisky? Like, I hate
– No, I can't see
Chris Trubisky. Collinsworth Trubisky. Always just no. rubs in all
Trubisky's
my bad beats.
Trubisky's not good. He beat a bad Lions secondary last week. He beat Jeff Driscoll by 7 points.
I know. I know. But he also did look good last week.
Yeah, no.
He threw some dimes. Actually,
he looks good. But
to his right,
the sample size says he's been awful this year. And if you look in that game, they didn't score until the end of the second quarter.
Yeah,
and they punted their first 5 or 6 possessions.
Right.
But I can't, in good conscience, in a game where I could close my eyes and it being 10-6 in the fourth quarter, say I'll take over 40.
I'm changing my doghouse of the week
to
Chris Collinsworth because that, I just remembered he always rubs in my bad beats like that.
Uh huh.
Like you fucking asshole.
Yeah. He did that to me last week under Vikings Cowboys. He's like, oh,
great,
we thought
win.
We thought Cousins would look bad.
Yeah, like
prime time. This is
look, check this out
Kyle
with all these graphics. Check out this graphic of everywhere where Kirk Cousins and all the stats that you probably bet so much money according to, and look at him tonight.
You'd think Leighton Vander Esch and Sean Lee would be able to track Dalvin Cook. He's just running all over Jerry World.
Wow, this is amazing. Like, he acts like everything is like gold.
Let me slide in and ask Nathan what he likes.
This game comes down, I first of all wouldn't touch this game at all because it's the
bad. With a 10-foot pole?
Yeah,
ding.
Wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
I wouldn't either.
Honestly, this is just a tale of two horribly inconsistent teams after last year and years prior versus this year. This comes down to, for me, which quarterback do I trust more to actually go win this game? And it's Goff, unbelievably, over Trubisky.
Not really, unbelievably.
Give me the Rams. I don't like them both this year. I don't like either one
of
them.
No Brandon
Cooks.
It's
a terrible pick. That's why it's a good pick.
Yeah.
If you hate the pick you make, it's probably good.
Yeah, give me the Rams. I don't like it. I wish I didn't have to talk
about
this game.
Deplorable Sports Pod likes it.
Likes the Rams?
Likes the Rams.
Minus six.
Maybe they feel like I do.
That's a lot
which
of points.
Which quarterback
that's a tutty.
Do I
trust?
Yeah.
I get it.
It's not news. A touchdown's always been six.
That's like New Orleans minus six over Tampa Bay. I'm much more comfortable taking that than the Rams minus
six. This is just an ugly game. Let's move on to something more entertaining than this.
All right. Our bonuses might be entertaining. Scotty. Yeah. What's your bonus?
I like the bonus, but I forgot it.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. No, I like...
He did forget it.
He totally forgot it.
No, I have one written down.
Okay, what is it?
It's Houston plus four.
Houston plus four. Good pick.
I like Houston.
Explain it.
Houston...
Talk it out.
I will if you let me.
Coming off a bye. Actually, I had something else. That's what I had before. Houston plus four was the thing I knew what I liked. That's the bonus. Coming off a bye, I don't think, and I said this before the podcast, Shelby, I don't think I remember a time where Deshaun Watson didn't cover.
As an underdog.
He always keeps games close.
As an underdog.
No, exactly.
Because he didn't cover against the Raiders.
Right. No, I mean as an underdog, mm-hmm. right? He always keeps games close. You're always in it with the Michael Jordan of football. Give me Houston plus four. I love it.
And they're hot. They're hot.
And they're
too.
Hot. Yeah.
I'm on it too just because
I mean,
they're hot. Four,
Watson
winning
needs
four
to,
or five.
Watson
yeah.
with
when
one more
hot,
game, if he's not already, he inserts himself as an MVP candidate.
Like when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. That's legendary.
Write a poem.
Why is Mason Rudolph throwing like 100 times?
That sucks because I took the under in completion.
Interesting. So for my bonus this week, my bonus is Arizona plus 10.5 at San Francisco. Give me Arizona to cover this game. The last time
plus 10.5?
10.5. That's a huge spread.
I said that earlier.
Talk about a quarterback that keeps games close.
Are you sure it's
10.5?
Yes,
I said that earlier.
Yeah. The last time,
maybe that's what I thought was my new bonus.
The last time these teams matched up, San Francisco was a 10.5 road favorite, and the game ended 28-25. San Francisco still won, but it was a close game. This is going to be close again. I still like San Francisco to win, but it's going to be a close game.
I hate that pick, actually. I hate it because they just played.
San Fran just lost.
And they just lost, and I also hate it because literally they just played, and it was close. Now San Francisco is going to play them with an updated film, and they're going to blow them out. It's so good. No way they have two close games that back-to-back.
And Arizona covers that game. I hate to be that guy that breaks it on one play, but Andy Isabella going 88 yards.
Yeah.
One play covers that.
I think San Francisco blows them out. In San Fran, yeah, give me San Fran minus.
Deplorable Sports Podcast likes Jets money line at Washington in the toilet bowl. Don't hate that. I like the general manager for the Jets, blanking on his name, saying that Adam Gase is coming back.
Snyder?
Of the Jets.
I don't know his name either.
Whatever your opinion is on Adam Gase, at least he came out and said, we're not making any changes.
No, that should be doghouse. If I'm a Jets fan, that's my doghouse of the week.
I'm just saying that's better. It's like, you're not.
Like, you dick.
Breaking news, Trailblazers will sign Carmelo Anthony.
Really?
Oh. Wow. Huge news breaking in mid-podcast.
So I'm taking the Trailblazers money line.
For the rest of the season. Yeah.
Why are they throwing so much?
I love that.
Go for it. My bonus, Miami plus six. At home against the Bills. Let's look at the Dolphins. Since Ryan Fitzpatrick entered that game against the Redskins. You guys remember that game? The Redskins stopped a two-point conversion to win the game against the Dolphins. Against the Dolphins, stop at 2 points. Since he's entered that game, Miami has outscored their opponents by 2 points on the season. They,
wow.
Their last game, Bills won by 10, but we know that's an inflated total because of the onside kick that was recovered and scored for a touchdown by Micah Hyde.
I don't think it's sustainable.
I mean,
but that's your bonus. It's your bonus.
Right, but I just, you know, you ride the hot hand and, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
They've had 5 weeks to come back down to earth to the team.
I think last week was the week to ride the hot hand for Miami against Brian Hoyer and the Colts.
Yeah, well, there's an element of Buffalo just lost.
Yeah.
But I still like Miami with last time they played Buffalo in Buffalo. Have that big Miami defense that just allowed Baker Mayfield, Mr. Not Clutch that we talked about,
yep.
to go down and win the game.
Yep.
Last time they played, first downs, Miami had more, 24-17. Total yards, advantage Miami.
Wow.
Almost 400 total yards against that Bills defense were supposed to be so good. Time of possession, Miami by 7 points, or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Preston Williams fumbling in that game really lost the Dolphins the game. He fumbled at his own 16. Buffalo, overrated 6-3 team. That's not a secret. We saw that last week. They were underdogs to a 2-6 Browns team. So I like Miami. Plus the 6 in the Sunshine State. Now we go to locks. Scotty, your lock, because Nathan gave his with Saints Buccaneers over 50.
Yep.
That's your lock too?
Yes.
Yeah, my lock was set. I gave
So you could go 2-0 with one pick?
No. I gave Tampa plus 6 for that game, but my lock is the over.
The over. Okay, gotcha.
So I could go 2-0 on that one game. Yes, Tampa could
right.
cover,
but not one pick.
Right, 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 right.
But it's not,
that's
the
what
same,
I,
it's not the same pick.
I gotcha. My lock, I'm sure Shelby has the same. Oakland minus 10.5. Ryan Finley, you know.
That's a good handicap. Minus in that game, but it's the under 48. I think it's almost, it mimics the Rams game where the Bengals lost 24-10.
Yeah.
It was 48 in that game too, under hit by 2 touchdowns. That's a big total, which says the Bengals will struggle to score in that game. The Raiders, you look at Derek Carr, some next-gen stats on him. He has the shortest amount of yards traveled per pass, so he's only throwing about 6 yards a pass, which is third or the lowest in the AFC for Derek Carr. Oakland is 22nd in plays of over 20-plus yards. So I like the Raiders to run the ball with Josh Jacobs. I think he has a big game. Last week, that total goes over for the Ravens-Bengals because Lamar Jackson can, you know, break a 40-yard run. Very first play of the game, he goes deep. Of course, he has that highlight reel run. And then Ryan Finley. This is what worries me, is his disastrous turnovers in that Ravens game. So, guys, you listen to this.
Ryan
Finley, a pick six, 89-yarder, and then a fumble return for a touchdown. So, it's like,
yikes.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln,
he's got to improve.
How was the play? I think, you know, the Bengals, they got Joe Mixon running the ball, which is helpful, but it'll also keep that clock churning under 48. And our friends at Deplorable Sports Podcast, a college football pick, for their lock, UCLA Bruins plus 21 against number 8 Utah on the road. So lock it in. Listen to their podcast. We have our picks for
Deplorable Sports Podcast. They have a website, www.deplorablesportspodcast.com.
Awesome. And on that pod, you will hear our picks for our contest.
Trump's Casino.
Good. It's
good. I love our picks.
I like our picks.
You have to listen to their podcast to hear it, but I think we go 3-0 easy.
All right. Guys, want to do Monday morning headlines?
Let's try it out.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yep.
I'm going to give one that I think Zach will do. It'll be like the Arizona Republic. It says, like, San Francisco gives Cardinals 49 reasons why Cliff Kingsbury should have stayed in college. That's what I think Zach will do. So, Zach, I just took yours, so if you want to try to come up with one on the spot, you can go ahead.
Oh, they're all on the spot. That's why they're so bad.
The LA Times, this isn't fun anymore. It's like Rams win 4-2 against the Bears. It's like,
help!
Yeah. Saving Grace, Saving Gase, Jets win second straight game. Some teams aren't trying to tank anymore.
Yeah, I got
some
one.
Teams still believe in winning for the culture.
The New York Post. Can you believe it?
Ooh.
The Bills lose to the what we thought were the tanking Dolphins.
That's yeah, your sub.
The New York Post wouldn't do a Bills article, but you're
yeah, I don't know.
Probably
who
looking at the Buffalo News Daily.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm Buffalo News.
You
Daily.
Said off the top of my head, that's the, at least I got the right state.
The Cincinnati Inquirer.
Okay, a layup.
Ooh, help! That's it. That's the entire article.
You could just say like hashtag bomb for Burrow, bus for Burrow.
No, no, just please, God, make this stop. Is the subheadline.
You go Cincinnati Inquirer. It's a raid on the bookies' banks as everyone loses money. Bengals get their first win.
Oh. Shelby doesn't mind that one.
Well, I mean, if the Redskins win, I don't mind. If the Bengals win, that's my dilemma. I don't want the Bengals to be historically one of the only three teams to ever go 0-16, but I want them to get the first pick. So if the Redskins win, I need everyone to have a 2-game lead on the Bengals for the first pick, and then the Bengals beat like the Jets in December.
Fire up the grills, brisket. I mean, brissette wins
a game.
The game he comes back in. Do you like that or
no? Folesing around. Oh. Colts get their comeback win against the Jaguars to get back into the AFC South standings after losing 2 games, including one to the Dolphins and one to the Steelers.
Some teams still compete.
Yes.
In AFC.
No, that's funny about the Colts when I did their handicap. What? That's why I like Jaguars +3. Is that every single game they played this year decided by 7 points or less.
Love it.
Every single game.
Easy.
Love it. You like over that.
I do like the over.
This podcast is over. Wow. Thanks, guys.
Genuine.